Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello again. We're here on a Thursday evening with just one lovely person sitting in the court here, and Bryn is here with us to read for just one lovely person. It's amazing, isn't it? Over the past three shows, we've been up, down and sideways, so it has been mentioned many times that we can't continue like this. We've reduced our times down because our readers, you know, to help them, and we really need two people for 2 hour show. But after reducing the time, it's the callers have disappeared as well. We know that times have changed in the state, but we had a good show on Tuesday with over 12, 13 people there on Tuesday evening, calling in. So when times change and the clocks change, it doesn't seem to make a difference because people know that, you know, that we don't change and they look for us regardless. So I think, really speaking, what I'm trying to say is that if they can make it one night, then surely they can make it the next. And I think that's what I'm trying to say. But I have to repeat what I've said many times, is that we can't continue like this. We've got an hour. We're going to take the reading, obviously. But, you know, I'm not going to fill in the rest of the time. I will tell Bryn that before we start. I'm not going to fill in the rest of the time with just music. So if nobody appears within the next half hour, we will be cutting. So we will take the one reading now, and we'll start the show. Could you mind turning that off,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, sorry.
Where's it? My wife playing some sort of game in the background. Okay, right. We're just about ready to start then. Okay, you're off now. Okay, okay, so we're going to open the mic to Bryn. We're going to say hello to Bryn. And we have just one call at the moment. Holly.
Hey, Ken. Hey.
Hi.
Holly.
Hi.
Hey, Holly. How you doing? How are you? Oh, great. You're a little distant. I can hardly hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Wow, yeah, but it's the volume is very, very low. But I just keep going.
I wonder why.
Now you're good. Now you're good.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm at my
job, so anything
again.
You pick up.
Okay, now you're on again. It's like it was fading, now you're on again. I don't know if you're moving around or whatever. All right, so what was the question?
Just whatever you see for me. I'm at my
okay.
New job. I like it.
Yeah. You like it? Okay.
So far, so good.
Let's see what's going on with Holly. I like what I'm seeing. They're showing me like a new way for you. You know, the energy of this place has opened up. I think I mentioned this before, but
yes.
This is what's coming forward right now again, is when I look at what is the message for Holly, I feel that they're a new, wow, it's almost like portals or venues of your consciousness, of your creativity coming forward because of the location of where you're living. and I feel that it's telling me, okay, what they're showing me is you're still in the process of grounding yourself there, of like putting your roots down. It's still an energetic kind of process that's happening with you. So you're in a kind of moving, grounding, like kind of process where you know, kind of just moved there recently. You know, you've been there a little bit, but it still feels that you're grounding yourself and you're matching your energies with your spirit energies with the spirit of the environment. And I feel that what you're going to find out is things, you're going to feel different. It's almost like it's interesting because they're telling me something about it's going to affect your biology in a very beneficial way because it's adjusting your electromagnetics. So I'm getting very kind of woo-woo here, but this is what I'm hearing. That it's almost like your electromagnetics are being adjusted to this new energy. So and when these adjustments happening, you're going to feel like you're learning something new. It's almost like a new part of you comes forward. So it's very interesting. Let me just look at this a little more here. Let's see. Okay, what's the message? Yeah, it's an evolutionary process where you're really learning to acquaint yourself with the. It's like a meet and greet. You know, you're meeting and greeting, and the new energies of the environment, of the people, of the populace, are meeting and greeting you, and you're in that process of feeling each other out, and combining energies to produce a new life, a new way, which I started mm-hmm. saying in the beginning of this reading. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let me see if there's any other type of messages. Let's see, any other messages for Holly? And I get the word born, as in born, like something is. It's like almost like being born again, not in the, you know, the little sense of like Christianity, but I feel there's something being born in you, you're going to give birth to something, a new life. So it comes back to the same thing, really. But anyway, that's what I'm here. Let me just see what's surrounding you a minute, because that's a whole different thing. Let's see what's surrounding. Oh, I like this image and this phrase. It's like a new fabric is being woven. That's what they're saying to me.
Wow.
When I look at you, when I look at what's surrounding you, it's like the guides or angels or forces that are surrounding you because of your new location are weaving a new, almost like clothing for you. You know, like spiritual clothing, you know. So this kind of all lines in with what I just said, but it's taking it to a kind of more lyrical way of looking at it, you know, like a phrase of weaving a new suit. So, yeah, that seems to be the theme right now, is what's surrounding
is
you
it,
is this new energy. Yeah, go ahead.
American Indian territory. I feel like I just keep thinking of American Indians.
Yeah, you know, you might let's see is there Native American energy in this place where Holly is. I do feel they're showing me these spirits that are way in the background. Native. When I asked about is there Native American on the land where, you know, on the area where, you know, you're habitating right now, where Holly's living, is there Native American history there? There are. And there are some almost like burial sites, I feel, too. Some ancient burial sites around there, graveyards, I feel, they're showing me like these bodies under the you know, under the soil, in the earth.
Yeah.
So I feel there is. It's very distant. If I were to say, definitely, there you have that native energy around you in this new place where you're living. Yeah, and also I feel that there might be some heritage in your ancestry that might go back, or some past lives where you were Native American. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been told that. So that's, yeah,
right.
That's true.
So that, yeah, so that's something that I feel. So, but if I were to say this place that you chose to live is really beneficial to you, yes, it's gonna give birth to something new. It's like I see this like young spirit, like a baby coming, and it's almost like from the left side, and they're showing me the symbolism of your womb and this baby coming through. So it's a new birth of something new from you because of the location that you chose. There's no accident why you chose this place. So I feel you were listening very well, you know, to your guidance. Uh-huh. And so anyway, do you have any other specific questions at all?
Oh, I have two tenants that I'm going to have to kick out. Are they going to go, or do they have to go all the way through the court system?
Okay. Let's see. Kelly has two tenants. I feel they'll go. I don't see a court battle between you and these tenants, Holly. I feel, let's see. I really feel that it's not going to be. Let me just double check. Okay, is Holly have to go through court proceedings to remove these tenants? Yes or no? I don't feel so. I'm not getting that strong. If I were to say these tenants are going to leave on their own volition, wait a minute. Okay, are these tenants going to leave on their own volition, or will it take a court battle, guys? All right, this is what I see. I see they've been considering the court thing, but they're not in the when the rubber meets the road, they're not going to go in that direction. I think they've thought about that. I feel these tenants have thought about going through a court battle with you, but if I say ultimately they want to go through a court battle to retain their rights to stay where they are, I almost see one of them saying, let's just leave. Let's just leave. So I feel there's been a lot of energy around the consideration of going through a legal thing, all right? And they uh-huh. might still be in the midst of that kind of aura of decision or thinking. But I feel that when push comes to shove, ultimately I don't feel they will want to go through it. It's almost like, let's just leave. Let's just leave. You know, look, don't go through the hassle. You know, it's like they don't. Yeah, so that's what I'm seeing, because there was a little iffy there, and I think it was more like where they are at this time or have been, and they're going to evolve into another decision. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a lot better for you, too, and for them, too, you know, in a way, you know, because it's a real hassle. Let's see what else.
Is how long is this maintenance guy going to stay working here?
Okay. How long is the maintenance? I would say give him another week, or it could be half a week. I'd say half a week to a week and a quarter. Let me just look again. How long is the maintenance man going to be working in Holly's place? I hear less than a week. Less than a week.
Is he going to quit or get fired?
Okay, is the maintenance man going to quit or get fired? Is the maintenance man going to get fired? I feel he's going to quit.
Oh.
That's what I feel. Let me look again. Okay, is Holly's maintenance man going to be fired, or is he going to quit? No, I got quit. I do get quit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's 70, so time to retire.
Okay, well, that fits then. Yeah. I guess he hasn't been a very good maintenance man for you, or he's kind of like sort of...
Well, no, I'm new here. I've only been here a week. I have another...
Oh, okay.
Like my... Yeah, at my old job, he was 70, and at this job, he's 70, a different guy.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
you picked the seniors. The seniors.
No, what's going on? They need to just relax and enjoy the rest of their lives, you know?
Yeah, I know. And maintain their retirement instead of maintaining other people.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Let's see if there's anything else here. Any other...
New man.
Oh, the new man. Let's see. Is there a new relationship? Is there a new relationship coming up for Holly? Is there a relationship coming up for Holly? Let's see. If I were to say there's a new man this year coming for you, I feel weight. If I were to say there is a new serious relationship coming for Holly in this year, yes or no, guys? Something could happen near the end of the year, I'd say December into January. But when I
mm-hmm.
look at 2023 for relationships for you, a lot better choice. But I, if anything for this year, it feels like quite near the end of the year into the beginning of the next year. Now, that's not to say you'll be alone. I'm just looking for a solid relationship. You know, if I were to say, okay,
mm-hmm.
is Holly going to do some dating, you know, this year, like social dating. And, yeah, I see, you know, June, July, August as a time for doing some dating. I see a party in June, like some kind of event in June for you. Feels like a celebratory energy with it. And I see people around you, and I see some kind of drink in your hand. So it seems like very positive and fun. There's some kind of event going on in June, I feel.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah.
But, okay. And will Kim come up here to live? She's in California. She'd be stalling on coming up.
Okay, is Kim going to come up here? Is Kim going to come up to live where her is? If I were to say Kim is going to come up to where you're living, I feel, I hear eventually from her. Let me see, you know, timelines are kind of what they are, but let me look.
Yeah.
Okay, when will Kim be coming up to live? Where are you there? When will she coming up? When will Kim be coming up, guys? You know, I feel close to the new year. If I were to say Kim is going to be coming up to live where you're living this year, it feels closer to next year. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
Sounds good.
But anything can change, you know. That's possible.
Yeah.
But
I wonder if you got any more callers.
Yeah, you're the Lone Ranger today. Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those days, you know. But let me see anything else here. Let me see any more messages. Any more messages for Holly? Well, let's see. Okay, how the month of April is going to be for you. Okay, where is Holly in the month of April? How is next month going to be for Holly? Yeah, you know, I feel this like grounding process of getting your roots down here. If I were to say it's going to be finalized in April, I feel by mid-April that process is, you're really going to feel like, you know, you already feel like you're there, but energetically all your kind of circuits, I want to say, are going to, you know, be kind of merged with the place there. So I feel like around mid-April. Yeah, so that feels good. It's definitely a process going on But, yeah. Do you have anybody in spirit that you'd like me to...
my brother James.
Okay. Let's see, James. Is James around? Hi, James. Brother James. James, are you here, Folly? What I hear from him, he's been looking at you. He has a ball in his hand. Like, he has like a kind of a, I don't know, beach ball or some kind of basketball or something round. Okay, what is, okay, is this James? James, can you come more forward and more clearer? Okay, Holly's brother James, are you there, James? James, do you have a message for Holly, James? He's saying he likes the place where you've landed, James is saying.
Okay.
Oh, okay. This is the symbolism of the ball, you know, like fun. He wants you to have fun there. He says you're going to have fun there. James says he wants you to have fun at this new place because he's saying, okay, what is the message, James, for Holly? It feels like, you know, especially as spring comes more into the area there and on this, you know, North America, he's saying that a lot of fun is coming to you. So, you know, when I look at James, he's in a very good place for himself in the spirit world. And what is any? What is your message, James? He's really saying he wants you to enjoy your life, and that's about it.
What's he saying about our mother?
Okay, James, do you have any? Let's see, James, do you have any commentary on your mother? James, what do you feel about your mother, James? It's interesting. What he says about your mom, something about self-will. Self-will, like, okay, what is the, how do you, okay, James, how do you feel about your mom, James? It's almost like she struggles with her will. She struggles with having a strong will to believe or to, almost like something about her will, strong will.
It's very negative.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. It's like,
she has a problem for every solution. It's just so negative.
Right. So this is connected with her will, because I feel when I look at your mother's will, almost like if you have, it's kind of a downer will. It's like a depressed will.
Yes.
So if I were to say, you know, when a person has a strong will, they can be strong-willed and be a tyrant, but they can be strong-willed and be a saint. But when I look at your mother's will, it's very weak in the sense of it's not striving to support her because it has all these, like, you know, beliefs and thoughts,
mm-hmm.
and things like that keep her down. So, let's see, James, anything else about Holly's mom? He says she needs to relax more. She overdoes things or overthinks.
Everything.
James said the mother overthinks. And let's see, so James, are you around your mom a lot, James? He says he tries to influence her. He tries to nudge her out of the nest, you know, the little corner where she lives is, you know, the corner is a symbolic thing, the corner that she kind of paints herself into. You know, she fights the spiritual influence, you know, that James is trying to help her move out of that space, because it's kind of, she's become part of that space, you know. And,
she just won't come out of her room, and it's in the corner of the house. So.
Oh, interesting, because I see her in a corner. It's like I get an image of her stuck in the corner, you know. And so
she is. She just stays in there.
Wow. God.
You're
right
on.
What's going on. Let me read her a minute. Okay, what's going on with Holly's mom? What's going on with Holly's mom?
And then after
depression with her. Depression.
Big time.
Yeah.
What about her
caregiver? Her caregiver? Yeah. What's the name of the caregiver?
How long will she last, and is she going to steal from her? Her name is Mary.
Mary, okay. Is Mary a good caregiver for Holly's mom? Is Mary a good caregiver?
She has a bad record.
Okay. Is Mary a good caregiver for Holly's mom? If I were to say Mary is a good caregiver for Holly's mom, sometimes yes, but inconsistent, I feel. Let me see how long she's going to last. How long is Mary going to last? How long is Mary going to last as the caregiver? How long is Mary going to last for Holly's mom's caregiver? How long is she going to last? If I had to say, will Holly's mom's caregiver last throughout this year, guys? I feel before the end of the year she'll be gone. I'm getting like maybe 6 months or something.
Yeah.
That's what I feel. When I look at the care that the caregiver gives to your mom, I feel that it's up and down. It's sometimes right, sometimes wrong. You know, so let me ask it this way: How does the caregiver deal with Holly's mom? How does she deal with Holly's mom? Sometimes she's on the offensive. You know, the caregiver, in a sense. If I were to say this caregiver is going to steal something from your mother. Is this caregiver going to steal something from Holly's mother? it's weird answer I got. I hear not yet.
she's a thief. No,
oh,
she's
gosh.
A thief.
Wow. Okay, let me ask this then. Okay, is the caregiver going to steal from Holly's mom? I see some dollar bills and change, is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. Some money.
Yeah. I don't know about this.
She's a shady girl. It's like,
so
I tried to tell
mom
before she got this girl, and my mom wouldn't listen.
Oh, she wouldn't listen. Okay, I was going to ask why she went.
Yeah,
money.
I warned her.
Oh, gosh, man. Yeah. I wouldn't feel with the inconsistencies I see that she has with your mother, and you know the possibility that she might steal is just not good, you know. But your mom is your mom, right?
Yeah, I just hope she gets rid of her sooner than 6 months. But you know,
it is what it is. Yeah. Well, we're having a long reading.
I know.
I wonder
if Ken fell asleep.
Is Ken, are you there? I'm trying to figure out. I see. Okay, what other spirits can I conjure up for Holly?
Joey.
Joey.
There's an ex named Joey that I just. There's always that one ex, and I just can't seem to get over.
Oh. Saved by the bell.
Wait, can you get anything on Joey real quick?
Yeah, okay. And he's in spirit, right, of course? Okay, it's Joey.
No, Joey's alive.
Okay. And you want to see what's going on with him? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Ken. I'll double donate.
No, it's all right. We've got another caller now.
Okay.
Carry on. You're okay.
I feel Joey's in legal trouble. There's some kind of legal thing going on with Joey. I feel that. Try to say what's going on with Joey at this time. Holly's friend Joey. What's going on?
Could be child support. Could be anything.
Yeah, there's like some kind of money thing going on with him. Legal stuff.
Is he getting divorced?
Is Joey getting divorced? I hear he's heading in that direction. That's what I'm hearing. Heading in that direction.
What is the tie? Is it? You know what I mean? Like.
What? What?
Is it like, why can't I cut the cords from this guy? Like, what is the problem? Is it me? I'm the problem.
You're having a hard time cutting your cords with him?
Letting him go, yeah.
So you think about him a lot?
Constantly.
Wow. All right, let's see.
It's pathetic.
Why does Holly have such a hard time cutting cords with Joey? When I look at the reason why you're having a hard time cutting your connection and cords with Joey, I feel that, it's almost like, this is what they're showing me. It's like, you know, when people try to quit smoking, they kind of go through several rounds of trying to quit, and you know, it's almost like there's several rehearsals
mm-hmm.
before they actually quit. I feel that's what's going on with you. I feel that there's an obsession, right? You get obsessed with them, you know? Right? In some way. So I feel that's the only reason they're giving me. It's like you go through these periods of trying to cut, but really it hasn't sunk into you yet, but it will, I feel. It's almost like, you know, when people try to quit and they go through rounds of it, and then finally, you know, that's the performance. That's like the curtain's open and the rehearsal's over, you know,
This is how bad I am. Well, I see him after he gets divorced.
Oh, you're bad, Holly. You're so bad. Okay, will Holly see Joey after he gets divorced? It's not out of the question, I'm hearing. It's not out of the question.
Oh, okay. Okay, Ken's talking. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye, Holly.
Bye. Thanks, Holly.
Okay.
We're going to have to leave it. We're going to give Bryn a break because he's done an extraordinary long reading there.
Yeah.
So we're going to give Bryn a quick break.
Okay.
And we'll give Bryn a 4-minute break for a piece of music. And then we've got Pamela. Okay.
Moon was on fire. weakest thing to do. Let me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say. You never felt this way. What a wicked thing to do. To make me dream of.
Okay, so we're going to bring Bryn back on the mic. Slow show this evening. We're not going over, by the way. Oh, 60 minutes is all we're going to do. So we're bringing Bryn back on the mic now. And we have Pamela.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Bryn. How are you?
Pamela, right? Pamela?
Yes, Pamela. Or Pam.
Hi, how you doing? Good, good. Nice to
Happy
hear you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, same to you. Luck of the Irish and all that.
Bring it.
Even though I'm Welsh. I'm part Welsh, but we're all kind of, you know, it's close together.
That's right. You're cousins.
Yeah, right. So how can I help you?
Well, I just took a job, and, you know, it's been a really dry period, and then suddenly the Great Resignation happened, and now everything's busting loose, and I had to choose between three jobs.
Oh, wow.
I thought I made the right choice until the first day I walked in, and I joked that I felt like a mail-order bride, but it's true because the interview was virtual. I never stepped foot in the place.
Right.
So I didn't know anything about the environment, which is important to me. And when I walked in, I was like, oh, you know, there's a lot of things here I do not like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little bit of a militant environment. You can't have this, you can't have that. There's no refrigerator. All the refrigerators and kettles, water kettles and everything are two stories down. You know, it's just, there's a lot of weird little things. You can't plug this in, and the job itself is a grind.
Okay.
So I don't know that I made the right decision, but I think it was better than the other two. Do you see me something coming better, or me having
Let me see how long you'll be at this job. minute. Okay. Hold on. So how long?
Oh, and it's really hot.
Oh, okay. Oh, on top of all that.
Yeah, okay. On top of that, I mean, really, it gets very warm. I'm on the third floor.
All right, let's see. How long have you had this job? You know, I get the number three. If I were to say how long Pamela's going to be, how long you, Pamela's going to be at this job, I'm getting 3.5 months, tops. That's what I'm feeling. Closer to three, actually, is what, you know. Now, with that said, as I've said to a lot of people before, timelines can be very fluid. They can shift around, but I'm just giving you, you know, approximate timeline. And I'm not telling you to leave in 3 months. You have free will, but that's what I'm seeing, okay?
Oh, I've almost already left, like yesterday. I almost just walked out. So, I'm thinking 3 weeks is maybe doable.
All right. Well, yeah, no. Go with your heart, you know, definitely.
Do you see that I made the right decision, or did I screw this one up?
Well, let's see.
Because the one that I turned down, that the environment was perfect. I had been there. I went through a tour. The people were weird, and they were unhappy, and they didn't like each other. I could tell.
Well,
so
that's
I went
good.
With
yeah.
Yeah, I went
the
with the more
one?
Emotion.
Was that the first? Was
that
the? That
was
first
the first
one?
Yeah, and it was more money.
Yeah.
And it's at the end of my road. I mean, there were so many good things, but I just came from a really toxic environment and work environment, so I didn't want to deal with that emotional stuff again.
No, with all the people in that frame of mind.
Right, but yet I have the emotional stability now, but the environment is killing me.
Yeah, the environment itself. Yeah.
Like, is there anything? Is there a happy medium?
Well, okay. There's some energetic things I feel you could do. When you go to the job, the first thing I see, and it's two things, you know, and this is in the interim as to you being at this job for now and then when you decide to leave. So there's two things. There's a stone called black tourmaline. It's a stone that actually absorbs negative energy.
I have one.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of stones.
Bring some black tourmaline with you to work, I feel. The other thing is go to the grocery store and get some sea salt, and maybe two or three times a week, maybe every other day, take a salt water bath. That will take the stress out of your energy field, and you'll have a good sleep at night. You know, do it like at the end of the day. Those are two things that can help you deal with this, you know, as you go through it and you evolve into a better position somewhere else. So I feel those things come to mind. And the other thing is just kind of, you know, just some guidance is, you say the people are okay there, right? The people are okay at this place.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know the environment is important, but just focus on the people if you can, you know.
Yeah.
Even though the environment is difficult.
Well, you know, the issue, not to get too detailed, but I have chemical sensitivity. I had a really big liver infection, and ever since then, I literally cannot breathe if I'm around too much fragrance. Like my asthma kicks up, I get headaches.
Yeah.
So they're pretty good about it because there's somebody else there who's sensitive, but not as sensitive as me. And I have to deal with that in every workplace, but I'm able to open a window or, you know, I'm on a ground level floor. And this one's
on the third floor. Yeah.
And so
does
it's not easy for me.
There?
Not that open.
Wow.
So it's all recycled hot air. I literally, the first week I had to actually change chairs because I was sitting in somebody's dryer sheet stuff. So that's a very unpleasant part of my life. And And I can't, I mean, it's gotten better, but the other job was all on the first floor, and I had my own office. I didn't have to breathe anybody else's air. And I just kicked myself because I would have been all, I would have been able to go outside if I if things got stinky, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So I feel a little bit trapped, you know, energetically, physically.
I hear you. Well, try those two things.
Okay.
That can help with the stress of the, of you know what you're going through there, and
do you see that getting any better, or is it is this like this is just a physical thing, right?
Okay, let's see. Is Pamela's work environment going to get better for her? Yes. Fair to say the work environment is going to evolve into something more suitable for you there. I feel that. To be honest with you, I'm not feeling that. I'm not getting anything evolving into a better condition for what you need in
mm-hmm.
terms of an environment. Unfortunately. But the good thing that you and I know about this job, it's temporary. And you have the free will to leave before the time that I see you leaving. I'm just
mm-hmm.
seeing that. And I feel the next job you get, let's see, okay, what is the next job that, Pamela's going to get after this job? Much more suitable. I feel friendly. I got a very friendly energy to this new job,
mm-hmm.
financially speaking. Let's see. How are the finances for Pamela in the next job after this job? How are the finances of the job? Very stable finances. I feel good. I feel you feel more grounded financially in the
mm-hmm.
next job. I'm not quite sure what job is going to be. Sometimes I'm not too good at the details.
Oh no, that's fine.
Job, but
yeah.
If I were to say the next job is going to be a vast improvement from this job, yes, very much more enjoyable and suitable, and you'll stay there a while. You'll stay there a while, I feel. And I get the word fruitfulness from it, so there's like a fruitful feeling, you know, so in terms of abundance and feeling fruitful in what you're doing, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So,
yeah, I kicked myself because I turned down this other job. However, you know, when I walked in, the woman opened the door for me and she wasn't smiling and she didn't talk to the other woman. They glared at each other and I was like, oh.
Wow. Oh, gosh.
So
it's
you know,
either one thing
of one.
Or the other, right?
Right, exactly. It's six of one, half a dozen of the other.
I know.
But I would like to be able to breathe. It's just a thing that I have.
Yeah. Oh, no, especially with their sensitivity, you know, to things.
I mean, sometimes it gets bad. I make wheezing sounds. I mean, it's just, it feels, you know, panic can set in. I mean, it's just the whole thing.
Right.
So the
right.
sooner the better. But
definitely.
Yeah, and the other job would have been harder to leave, I think. Both are in government. And
I see.
But this one's county government, and they're having a hard time keeping people because it's a grind, you know. People are just walking
out.
Oh,
I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway. Thank you for that. So I'm absorbing my own negative energy with the black tourmaline.
It's a protective stone. It actually is friendly towards the user, and it absorbs. Any negative energy around you or feelings of stress that are of things that give you stress. So it's like
okay,
I would say, you know, if you can get now, you have some pieces, but I'm also
I have a lot of stones.
Can you do you have little ones that are kind of shiny, like and kind of flat in a way?
Oh, I have some garnets that are small.
All right, but I'm talking about the tourmaline.
The tourmaline? It's not a big stone. No, it's pretty small.
Yeah. Because I have some tourmaline that I can put in my sock or you know, that I can put in my shoe that's smooth. And I put it on the left side, since that's the receiving side. And I put it, I put a little smooth, and I'm holding one right now that I put in my sock, that, and it's always touching your body, and that, that, that can help. If you can get your hands on a tiny little smooth one that's kind of semi-flat, it doesn't have to be totally flat, but nice
oh.
feeling to your skin, you know.
So you're not walking on it, it's just next to your skin, like above your
sole. Yeah, yeah, you
sole,
put it on
sole.
The side of, you put it in the sock on the side, not on the sole of the foot, but on, say, like,
okay.
On the side of the heel, on the side of the
mm-hmm.
heel, right?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. Yeah. So that,
and so the left side receives that energy then?
Yeah, so the left side receives any energy that comes in it, so you want to put it on your left side foot, you know, that that kind of
okay.
thing. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I don't, I'll, maybe I'll get, have to get smaller pieces. I have to look it up. I don't quite remember where the tourmaline is. I have piles of stones. So
okay, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I love
good.
Them. I just love, I just, I've always been drawn to stones.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, that's
yeah.
a beautiful
yep.
one. You know, it's a nice
okay.
one is the pink quartz, the rose quartz.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good
I
one.
Have that
yeah.
under my pillow.
Oh, that's perfect.
I even have, yeah, I have five stones I keep under my pillow. I couldn't tell you what they mean, but at one point I knew.
Yeah, but they were,
you know, some,
anyway.
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, and I mean, just I just like to have them near me, you know. But
sure.
I didn't know they had to be touching your skin. That's good to know.
Well, yeah, the tourmaline is a good idea to touch your skin if you can do
okay.
it. If not, even putting a stone in your pocket works, you know.
Okay.
Or if you can get a tourmaline necklace, you know, like a small stone tourmaline necklace, you know, put around your neck.
Oh, I wonder if I could do. Yeah, I have quartz and
yeah.
opal on my necklace right now.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care, Pam. Have a good one.
You have a good night. Thanks. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you, Pamela. Okay. You might notice that. Your people getting a little bit extra this evening because we don't have a full clock here.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Oh, there goes the beat. Okay. Right, so, Bryn, we've got 7 minutes just left. I want to make the last 7 minutes just for myself at the moment.
Yeah.
We've got a family situation there, Bryn, concerning,
oh, sure.
children, concerning my grandchildren. And basically, what I'm anxious to find out is whether justice is going to be seen or done, yeah?
For your grandchildren, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right, let's see, Ken. Is there going to be justice for Ken's grandchildren? Let's see. Okay, what I see, I do feel, I get the word succeed. Let me look a little closer, okay. Are there going to be justice for Ken's grandchildren, guys? There's a real battle going on, whatever is going on right now. And I feel... If I were to say the ultimate outcome for your grandchildren, are they going to succeed in this battle? I feel yes. There's. It's almost like I do see that, but there's also some. Is there some money compensation involved, or is there some kind of monetary thing with this, or money? Ken.
Mm. Right. So yeah.
Is there?
If there could be some out of court settlement concerning back pay. I would say, and that would
all
be
right.
back pay in the form of maintenance. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there might be
yeah.
some of that. So let me just
yeah.
look at this again. Okay. Yeah. right, so it's interesting. I feel there is success involved, and there's partially something for the other side as well, is what I'm hearing. Whatever the other side is that's opposing, it's almost like this kind of some split thing. I do see success on the side of the grandchild, but there's also some, it's almost like a split win. I'm not quite sure
how that goes,
but it feels like that, Ken. That's why I had to recheck, because I was
there's going to be some sort of mutual agreement then between the parties,
that's what it feels like to me. That's what I sense.
Right.
But I feel your grandchild will be okay, you know. Yeah, I feel it'll work well.
Yeah. Brian, are the cards saying anything about mental conditions around this person that they might have to take medical advice from somewhere?
So your grandchildren are taking medical advice from this person, you say?
No. Whether the courts will decide that a person will have to take some sort of medical care under supervision sort of thing before he can actually see them again, yeah?
Okay, let's see. Will this person have to get medical care in order for them to see the children? I feel that they'll probably get an examination. I feel examination in answer to that. If I were to say, so what this is about is a question that will this person need to get a medical evaluation in order for them to see the grandchildren? Is that correct?
Yeah. It is children, you say, but it's my grandchildren, yeah. He's got a severe mental problem there at the minute, yeah.
Okay, I see. So in order for this man to see the grandchild, will he have to get a medical evaluation? I feel he's going to be examined. That's what I'm hearing. In order to see the children.
The damage that has been done there to the children there is, I can't really say what it is to them, but there is, there may even be some physical damage there, yeah?
Right. Let me look at what happened to the grandchildren. What happened to Ken's grandchildren? If I were to say there has been physical damage to your grandchildren, I feel, there's possibly been some physical abuse to the grandchildren. I get something in the head, like something on the head. I don't know what. I'm not sure, but that's a part of the body I'm being shown. There's a possibility of physical happening. Yeah.
Wow. Just really justice needs to be done here, you know. It's dragging on now, sort of thing, and it's in the hands of the police there at the moment, but it's just dragging on now. It's getting really depressing for everybody, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I when I look at a timeline as to how long this case is going to be going on, let's see, how long will this case go on for the grandchildren? So when I'm looking at how long this case is going to be going on for your grandchildren, I feel I'm getting mid-August to September. That's what I'm hearing. If I were to say anytime sooner. When there'll be a judgment. Let's see, when will there be a judgment for Ken's grandchildren. Yeah, it could. I want to say the window is from July to the beginning of September. That's what I'm hearing.
Right.
Yeah.
That would make sense. That would make a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because by that time the youngest one would have turned 16 and
okay.
That would make sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Anything else, Ken?
No, that's it, Bruno. Thank you for that. Yeah, because got a lot of sense to the situation. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I feel your grandchildren are going to be okay. There's been a lot of when I look at the condition of your grandchildren, I feel that they've been through a lot, and I feel when I look at the outcome, the overall outcome of the future of your grandchildren, I feel a lot of healing coming to them, Ken. I feel a lot of healing coming to them. Are there three kids, like three grandchildren, or what is it?
It's my youngest daughter. She's now got three girls, and
okay,
and her stepson, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I feel they're going to be okay. There's one of them that had it the hardest, that took it the hardest. There's one of them that's having a hard time with it, I feel.
No.
I mean, they all came. Is that true? Or?
That is very true, definitely.
Yeah, because I'm looking at all of the grandchildren, and there's one that's, feels like in a depression, like in some kind of depressed state at this time. But they're gonna come out of it. It's traumatic. There was trauma involved, so yeah. But I look at the future of them, and you know, a lot of healing is being sent to them from the other side, I feel, Ken. It's what I'm hearing. Okay? Yeah, just to let you know.
Right, Alvin. Thanks, Brent. We're going to leave it there then, Brent.
All right, Ken.
Thanks very much now, Brent. All right, so tomorrow evening then, we're back with Chris. We have no show on Saturday and Sunday for you this week. Kelly Joe back with us on the 27th, and then takes another break the following week for the first week of the month. And back on the 10th again. So it's kind of a mixed up order of the shows for the next couple of weeks, but we're doing our best to stay on the air. What we need now is you to call us. We just seem to have had tonight. But big thank you once again to Brian for joining us this evening.